February 4th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, we preview VMware Partner Exchange. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele. VMware Partner Exchange, the company's annual channel conference, is next week in Disney World. And our guest today is someone who will be attending the show, Kelly Culwell, who's a solution architect at Interworks, a VMware partner in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Colin. How are you?
Not bad. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Surviving the winter.
Same here. Disney World is looking very appealing this time of year. There's a lot of news about VMware heading into the show. Specifically for partners, they announced 7 new solution enablement toolkits, which are resources that partners can use to get up to speed on certain products and learn sales and technical strategies. The new toolkits will cover vSphere planning and design, desktop and application virtualization, VMware SRM, and some other products and technologies. Kelly, how useful are these toolkits for partners?
Overall, I think they're extremely useful. It offers a lot of non-technical people the ability to, you know, to get jump-started or to get right on track with sales, and it allows those of us who do a mixture of engineering and sales and architecting and whatnot to sort of have quick reference guides and cheat sheets, if you will, into the products. One thing that does concern me is the charge for these products, which, before the 26th of January, I believe all of the enablement toolkits were free to partners. And now they're going to, a few of them will remain free, but they're more of the basic sort of get you started toolkits, and the ones that have any real meat for sales folks or even architects are now going to be fee-based.
Right. I guess there's 3 libraries for the different toolkits. I think they're infrastructure, desktop, and business continuity. The first two are going to be $499 a year, $499 a year, and then BC is going to be $299 a year, and you can buy them all for a package discount and get like $100 off.
The thing that concerns me with that, and you know, the counter argument, the counter argument might be, well, you know, these things are going to enable you to do X amount of more sales and provide X amount more, usability and features and whatnot to your customers, provide that value, so you'll get a return on that. But for small companies like Interworks, where we don't have 15 salespeople and you know, people doing this all the time, it does become a little bit more of a challenge to weigh those benefits of the cost. I kind of wish that VMware would integrate this somehow into the actual program fees instead of introducing it as something else we're going to have to pay to get what we used to get for free.
How do the toolkits compare to the sales and technical and marketing resources that you get from other vendors?
I'd say they're pretty much on track. VMware does a really good job with things like the web in a box and, you know, VMware Grid and things like that for call blitzes and all of this. The training documentation just has to be there, because we're not always going to be able to send people off to training or have people come and train us. Some of our other partners do provide that to us. They do send people to us. We meet up with them in various places. And that's a little easier to do when you're a smaller company or when you have, you know, intimate partnerships with those ISVs or those vendors. In my opinion, you know, these solutions enablement toolkits are exactly what they say they are. They're solution enablement toolkits. They're going to get VMware out there in a larger method. They're going to help spread the word, spread the value of virtualization across a broader spectrum than potentially you would have been able to do without them. And I'm not disagreeing so much with the cost as just the principle of now having to charge partners, and especially the ones that, you know, try to do our best selling the product as it is, to have to pay an additional fee.
Right. From a technical or business standpoint, what else are you looking forward to learning more about at the show?
VMworld this past year kind of blew the socks off the industry as far as what was announced, and, you know, vCloud Director and some of the new integrations with HyperX, and, you know, some of these other companies, made a really big difference. And, you know, even the brainwave stuff was pretty cool. So I would like to see, you know, where we are on track with the things that were announced, how vCloud Director is being used, how it's integrated, you know, just kind of get an update on all of that. I'm really looking forward to seeing what new developments are coming out in the desktop virtualization space. Last year at Partner Exchange, we had, you know, some NDA discussions about what could potentially, quote-unquote, be coming in, you know, the next Vue release. And it was some pretty cool stuff, so I'm looking forward to seeing where they're going with that.
I'd imagine one of the things that you were talking about under NDA back then was the profile management stuff, which didn't end up being in the latest Vue release. Has that hurt your business at all?
No, not at all. You know, being smaller companies or typically supporting SMB, we're not quite so mainstream with management and the profile management and all that. So it really hasn't affected us a lot. But I mean, as a market, as an industry as a whole, you know, it was kind of a big thing. But I always enjoy going out to the Solutions Exchange, you know, seeing what the vendors and the companies are doing and bringing out and talking to different people about the technologies as well.
And that show floor is kind of part of, you know, all of the networking and social community aspects of a VMware show, as anybody who's gone to a VMworld can tell you. Are there any events that you want to highlight for our listeners who will be there?
Well, we have a tweet up coming. There's one scheduled, I think. David Davis or some of the other guys have already got a tweet bite out for it for, I think, February the 8th that evening. I'm trying to put together just an informal one for Sunday night for the Super Bowl. I'll be out early for a boot camp. I'm attending the VMware Design Workshop boot camp. So yeah, if anybody wants to meet up on Sunday night, just get me at KCULW on Twitter and we'll meet up. I'm really looking forward to seeing whatever the partner appreciation party is. VMware always goes pretty big on those things, and last year it was, you know, English Beat at the House of Blues in the Mandalay Bay there. It was a huge area with just everybody piled in. It was a fantastic time.
Kelly Caldwell, thanks again for your time, and I'll see you in Orlando.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.